Hey, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Julie. I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She just wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
A little bit. So,
Okay.
because there's already a few companies in that zip code.
Okay.
Now, is it only if somebody in that zip code searches that we come first, or what about the surrounding areas? Like,
Oh.
for instance, like we're right on the border of Newfield, which is that zip code, and Elmer, but we service a lot of Elmer. So I was wondering, is it strictly for that zip code?
It's not based on zip code. So the geographic area, they usually target a county. But really what happens is the business owner can cover up to a 40-mile radius from where they receive what's called a Google PIN verification letter. So Google will actually send you a letter in the mail when we submit this profile. And then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. Have you ever heard of that before? Your Google verification letter?
I don't think so.
Okay, you
But
kind of
I
need
mean,
that. You need that in order to even like exist as a business, like to even just like exist like on Google as like to be able to have somebody Google you. That's
we
like a
have one because we come up on Google. I just, when we started all of this 5 years ago, it probably was something that, in the height of everything going on, we probably don't have that pin, but.
That's weird. Okay. Yeah, you don't need to have it still, but you had to have gone through that process just to get that PIN verification. That usually
I mean, we're on Google, so we probably did it. I just don't
Yeah.
recall. It was 5 years.
Most likely. Yeah, most likely. If you have a section and you have reviews or you have a Google business profile and you have reviews, it's probably been Google verified. Either way, every account we do an advanced verification for the Google Places placement too. So it's a little bit different than the traditional verification, but you can get that letter in the mail. There's a form you're supposed to fill out. Anyway, I feel like that's kind of off topic now, but that just marks the center location and then you get a 40-mile radius and we list you for up to 15 keywords. So tree service would just be one of the keywords. You can actually hand select what you're found for, but we would have recommendations for you, just because of Google Analytics. I don't know if you've heard of Google Analytics, but, yeah. So we could actually see like what people are searching the most within your service area and get a good idea based off the services you provide and what people are searching the most on what's going to work for you and get your phone ringing with as many clients as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. Great question though. A lot of times people don't ask that. Like, what is my specific coverage? And a lot of times guys, when they do ask that though, they say, oh, I'm not going to cover a full 40 miles. And that's fine
More
too. Like,
the merrier. All we have to do is just say, no, we don't service that area. I'd rather cover more and have to check down versus not cover enough and not getting enough.
exactly. What I say is like, hey, that's the maximum. If you want to customize it and shrink it, you can totally do that during your client interview. Sometimes I talk to guys in like areas of Chicago and they're like, ah, I don't go to the south side of Chicago. That's like murder capital. I don't want to do business over there or even just be in those neighborhoods. And we have a way of blacking it out geographically. So that way they can't even be seen or get calls from people in those areas.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like customized targeted marketing strategy. 'Cause you guys are no good to us dead. Doesn't help anybody. All right. So I did see you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List. How's that going?
So we literally just started yesterday.
Okay.
They suckered me in.
Too new to tell. That's an accurate description though, 'cause what they do is they put themselves on Google, so they actually are up there. Let me see what it says. So they have MR Columbia on a tree service out of South Jersey is who they're promoting. I don't even see you on their list. And then they have Angie's here. Angie's
We're
is
still
Prairie.
in, like,
Okay.
yeah, so we're still, like, I mean, we're still running, like, the getting everything set up. I don't think we're not even allowed to be listed yet. I have it turned off,
Well, good.
and so
That's good.
everything's up to.
Yeah, maybe you could get your money back, actually, because I know they overcharge. They put themselves on Google to get leads, and then they sell the leads to you one by one. So it's like maybe somebody fills out that form, or they click on this Pro Green, or they click on this forest tree surgeon or Mr. Colombiana, whatever the heck that is. And then they turn them into a lead and they sell it to you for a fee. So they'll sell it to you for like 40, 50 bucks, but it goes to the three or four other guys that they have through their platforms. So you're buying leads that are kind of saturated. Like if it goes to four people, you only have a 25% chance of getting it in the first place. And then they still charge you the lead fee, even if you don't get it. So a lot of times you wind up spending unnecessary money on just fees of calls that didn't even turn into business.
Yeah, we know. We've done lead stuff in the past through our own marketing company. Mm-hmm. The way they were doing it in the contract, like it's guaranteed, like we upfront $1,000, but we make it all back. It's very hard to explain, but I know exactly how it works. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I've worked with a lot of people who've used them. They tell you like, oh, you pay $750, they'll give you $1,000 of lead credit if you don't get a job within those first like $1,000 worth of leads and get your money back. Like, obviously, if you get 10 of them, you better be able to close one, you know?
Also one of those things where we just kind of want to be there for people that don't know us, but we're pretty, I would say, in this area, everybody kind of knows who we are. You can't drive down the road without seeing one of our signs. And I think our name sells ourselves, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's just getting in front of those people that just haven't quite seen it or don't really know what to do when it comes to trees, because surprised how many people calling through. I didn't even know where to begin with trees. And,
If you do this, Julie, it's a lot better. You know, we list you independently. We're not going to put you on our site, put ourselves on Google. Like, you'll have your own Google business profile show up as a top option if they just pull out their phone and look up tree service, you know. And the guys that are up there now, like Forest Tree Surgeon, Frataroli Tree Service, CAS Tree Service, you know, you're in a good area for business, but these guys, they do well. Like, they get calls every day. So, you know, if we're putting you up there and you already have kind of a reputation within the community, then you'll kill it, you know?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I don't want any more calls, but it's always good. So I've just got to take the business with a grain of salt.
Cherry pick. That's what they do anyway. Don't try to go mad and get out there and try to get every single person, you know? Book yourself up with what's best for you guys. You know, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll just book 2 days ahead. Oh, wait, sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I see one of them that's Google guaranteed. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. If you want to do that, I could get you up there, too. We're a Google partner. Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead service through Google. The difference is they'll hand you the client live on the line. So it's pay-per-lead. They pre-screen them, so they'll actually have them call into the Google Guarantee platform because Google's also guaranteeing them that they've vetted you and done like a background screening, and that they're also insuring the homeowner or business owner that's calling for your services up to $2,000. It's like a lifetime insurance policy that they get if they go with those Google Guarantee guys. And so we'll call them, or they'll call us, we'll pre-screen them, and then we'll hand them off to you live, and then you get charged the lead fee unless you set an appointment or agree to go out and meet with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, yeah. I don't mean that. I was just wondering what it was.
Yeah, that's all it is. A lot of times what our guys do is they start out like this, and then we can advance them into that later. I would only recommend it if you want to cover more than, like, the local listing service area, or if you just, like, have a big crew of guys that you could, you know, send out and you're really looking to get some stuff done now, then that's a good route to go. People like that $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work, because it's like Google telling them, you know, obviously we made sure these people have the proper license and insurance already, but even we're putting our money where our mouth is if something goes wrong, you know, since we referred them to you, you know, we'll take care of it. So that's always nice. Okay, so for the local listing, though, I sent you a link to the pricing page. There's a platinum package that Tara requested for you, but you're not going to need everything in that platinum package since you already have your own website, things like that. But I feel like that is the best fit for you because it's going to be able to fill any holes that might be missing. Like, are you doing anything with Facebook or any other kinds of, like, advertising outside of the Home Advisor by Angie's?
Yeah, we have a whole marketing team that does that for us.
Nice. So you have Facebook ads up and running already?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. So we don't need to do that. Don't need the website. Yeah, advanced verification. So I need to do the advanced verification. Need to make sure we do name, address, phone number cleanup across the internet.
Where did you send the pricing to? I didn't give her an email or anything.
I texted it to you.
Okay. Okay, let me take a look.
Mm-hmm. And then we in this one you also get Bing, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Apple, the Safari search engine, Amazon Alexa voice search results. So I mean, with the exception of Facebook and your website, it's normally $5.99. I mean, I could get the pricing down to just $2.99 month to month, and then I could put in a request to have all the setup fees on it waived, so that way you don't have to pay the $2.99 okay. setup fee in the fine print. So you'd be looking at about $10
a
day.
Second.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, give me 1 second. Sorry, I have somebody walking in real quick.
Okay.
Hey, sorry about that. I had to handle that for 1 second. It was a little bit of emergency. So we're looking at, this is for the Google. We're looking at how much a month?
It'd be $2.99 exactly.
Okay, and then we said that the startup fees would be waived.
Yeah, so today it would just be $2.99 out the door. That'll cover your whole month of service up until the 19th of August. And then each month moving forward, if you want to continue to stick with us, it'll stay $2.99. So that won't go back up or change on you. I'll lock you in at that rate.
Okay, so I guess I have another question here. So when I look up free services near me, one that's Google guaranteed, that is a competitor of ours, where do we place? Like, are we under, before, how do you guys, with ones that are already
yeah, the
there,
Google,
how do you place them?
The Google Guarantee guys are always going to be at the top, and they're doing the pay-per-lead campaign, so that's a different service that I talked to you about. The one we're offering is Google Places at the $2.99 month-to-month, so if you scroll down, you'll see a map, and then there's three guys next to the map.
Yeah,
that's
so what I'm saying is, like, when they Google it, though, what order are we going in? Are we... fourth? Are we third?
Oh, it's going to be, so there's only three guys that show up on the top recommended. We don't even call out unless we have a spot available there within our company. So that's why we're reaching out to you. But how you're going to be listed 1, 2, or 3 is usually based on the location of the end user. So it'll kind of rotate based off of like where you drive around within that 40-mile radius.
Okay. That makes sense.
But you'd be on the
right now
page.
We're sitting at, when I look this up, 1, 2, 3, 4, we're 6 down.
Yeah, but you don't have the Google Places optimization. Yeah. Once we get in there and do the optimization, so we're not going to, like, duplicate your Google business profile. We'll just send you a link so you can add us as manager, and then once we get in there and do the optimization and get the verification form back, you'll see yourself slide up. And then, obviously, you'll be seeing this for a lot broader service area.
Okay, and then in terms of, you know, I'm not saying we will, but if we don't like the service, we don't think that, you know, it really changed too much for us, are we locked into a contract or is this like a month-to-month basis?
No, this is month-to-month.
Or whatever,
actually. Julie. Yeah, no, it's month-to-month, especially when we're starting a new relationship. We go month-to-month. There's no long-term contract or commitment. Usually we do have people that opt into that, though. It's very common. Like a lot of my guys, they'll either do it at point of sale or after a month or two, they'll do like a prepay option because it saves you even more money. Like, for example, if we were to do a prepay, the $299 with the $299 pricing structure, 3 months would be $700. So it's actually going to save you about $200 over the next 3 months clear through like the end of peak season, basically October 19th. And so that's 700. They have a 6 month prepay for 13 that you could do, and that saves you $500 even at the 299 pricing structure over the next 6 months. And they have like a year prepay of 2500 that you could do that saves you about 1100 over the course of the year. So obviously you could see why they opt into those. It's pretty significant savings.
Yeah. So I think for right now, I'd like to just try 1 month, see how we feel go from there.
Yeah, that's normal too. And then the month-to-month campaigns, I mean, obviously since they're not a prepay, then you're not binded to any kind of term. So it's truly like 30 days at a time. You could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But obviously just know we're going to do everything in our power to make sure you're getting those jobs and you continue to use the service each month. That's basically our whole role as the Google partner. So you'll have a team of individuals back here helping you make sure it's working. Everything's going according to plan. So I'm going to create the profile and we'll submit it to Google for the placement. And then they'll send this verification form over to, I just want to dot the I's, cross the T's. So Julie Garrison is your first and last, Garrison's Tree Service. Are you the sole owner?
No, I have no stake in the company. It is my husband. His name is Jeffrey Garrison.
Okay. All right, so let me add him, and then I just want to verify you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today. Jeffrey's not going to call me pissed off.
Yeah, he's also in the office if you need approval.
Okay, awesome. I just wanted to make sure I'm not going to have an angry spouse going, what the F is Local Splash? Just charge my card. Julie did it.
You don't even check the bank.
Oh God, that's not good.
But no, he can hear you. Your phone, like on my phone.
I'm just getting your back, bud. I come home every day, and my wife's got a new box from Amazon that I did not authorize. So I'm just watching your back. That's all.
You don't speak the word Amazon. We don't talk about that subject or Target.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to sell you out. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna send you everything. I'm gonna send you everything in writing, Julie, and I'll send the invoice receipt so you guys can write it off as a business expense. What's the primary business email address so I can send everything to?
It's gonna be Garrison with an S on the end of it.
Okay.
TreeOffice@gmail.com.
Tree office?
Yeah, tree office.
Okay. Just want to make sure I heard
that
right.
One that I... Yep.
Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
So we always list it as 24/7 just because we're an emergency service as well.
Okay. I noticed that.
So it's kind of hard to put like, I don't know if there's a way to put like office hours.
Yeah, that's actually why I asked. So what I recommend is you have like set hours, and then we have a little note in there that says emergency services available. So that way, if he's working outside of those regular office hours, you could charge an extra fee. It's like considered emergency service.
Yeah, so I guess we strayed away from that because we don't want people to think that they cannot call us. Like, it's nice when you click on it and it just says, oh, like every other tree service on here says, pretty much open. Every other one says open 24 hours. I don't ever want it to deter them to think like,
okay,
a tree just fell in my house. Technically, they open till 5.
Well, then let's leave it. Let's leave it. It's fine. Fine like this.
If they call our office number, you know, the voicemail recording does say, you know, if this is an emergency, our office is currently closed, but contact Jeff Garrison, and it gives his phone number, and typically people do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Then let's leave it. Yeah. No, the way you guys have it set up is good, and the reviews are, everything looks good. I just more so want to make sure that nothing's changed between when you set this up initially and now. So, like, the phone number is the same. The address that was PIN verified, it's all the same. You guys didn't move or anything or switched addresses?
Does it tell you the address?
Well, so it is supposed to be hidden. So right now the general public can't see it, but it does say that there was a PIN verification letter that was sent to 218 Harding Highway in Newfield.
Okay, yeah, that's good. As long as it doesn't appear on there, because we're in the process of our address for the state of New Jersey, and technically, by law, we're not supposed to list anything other than what's on our certificate.
Right.
So I just want to make,
I'll keep it hidden.
Old one on there.
No, I'll keep it hidden. So let's do this.
Yep.
Update. Keep the address hidden. Newfield. Okay. So that'll stay hidden. And I got the hours set up. And you guys are okay with me leaving the... I mean, it's kind of a dumb question, right? But I have to ask. Like, you're okay with the website as is being attached?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a dumb question. Like, obviously, if you built a website, you should leave it up there. But they make me double check. Sometimes people get new websites, new domains, or they have multiples floating around. Okay. All right. And then we're going to want to schedule a client interview with you. This is where they're going to go over, like, the keywords that we're targeting, the service area. We could customize that for you. And then they'll ask you some, like, mission statements, slogans, things like that, just to make sure that we're representing the business properly and we're putting you in areas where you're going to get qualified clients or qualified opportunities, not people wasting your time. So usually the client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in order to complete it. Is there a time today where we could circle back and knock it out?
So Monday's a little rough for me. I could probably do Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
Anytime. My secretary gets in around 9, so I could probably do about, we have morning meetings. So once I get done with that, about 10:30 would probably be best, anytime after that.
Okay. Just to throw this out there too, like, I have some slots available today. Like, I have a 4 to 5 available, and I also have a 2 to 3. If possible, but it's up to you.
So today's just because my children are in summer camp, and both of those are kind of around that, you know, I have to pick one up, pick the other one up. This week's just a little tight for me.
I'm so jealous. My kids aren't old enough to go to summer camp yet. They're 3 and 1. I get no breaks.
They get food and they just relax. It's so great. Summer camp years are the best.
I know. I can't wait. I get no breaks. I get off, and I have two boys, and they just, one follows the other, and they just rush me every time I get home. I'm like, oh, long day, and now I got these two little monkeys on me. It's okay, though. It's the golden years. All right. So I have 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, that should be fine.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm going to text you, well, I'm going to set up an automated text message reminder for 9 a.m. on Tuesday, because it's kind of like 5 days from now. So just give you a heads up there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I wish I could do.
Yeah. I mean, usually we like getting things up and running a lot sooner, especially when I hear, you know, a client like you that's telling me, hey, we'll try it for a month. You know, it's like, hey, well, let's not start it today and lose out on 5 days, but
but unfortunately we give no freedom, you know.
Yeah,
we just try and run pretty much anything, and so it's kind of hard because we're a little, you know.
No, it's fine.
On top
just,
of having children,
so
it's a little tough, but you know,
I hear you.
It is what it
you.
Is.
Hey, everybody I've worked with for the last 12 years is a business owner, so I know. I understand. They are not forgiving either. They want it all right now. So.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. It's all good. There's very little that you'll be able to explain that I won't get at this point in my life. I'm kind of, God's kind of giving me the full schmack. All right. So I have your profile created, client interview scheduled, got you locked in between 10 and 11. Let me send you this Google verification form. This one should be pretty easy for you, Julie. This one is advanced verification. So if you do want to do like Google Ads later, or even if you leave us later, you know, you'll still keep this badge and check mark that they approve for you. It just adds a little more credibility.
Okay.
Okay. Let me submit. It's pretty easy. All right. So that should be coming through. I sent it to your email, but it's also going to come through as a text. Everything that I email to you is going to come through as a text, unless in your service agreement in writing that I sent to you right now, you could opt out of like the text messaging if you don't want to do that, or if you feel like it's inconvenient.
Okay.
All right. And then while I'm waiting for that to come through, let's go ahead and secure the first month's payment. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
We can use a debit card. Just give me 1 second to pull it from our file.
Okay. And I just wanted to tell you too, I know this is kind of off topic, but I noticed you have a lot of employees there. Not a lot, but it looks like a bigger company. So if we do Google Guarantee later, they end up, like, Google will run a background screening on all of those guys. So just want to give you a heads up on that. It might cause a little hurdle down the line, but we'll see what happens. That's just,
I'm sorry,
you guys,
what did you say? We have a lot of people.
Well, so, I don't know how to say this, like, the proper way without coming off like a douche. So Google will screen and vet everyone. That, like, within your company that does client facing. So if they're coming face to face with a customer, they're going to get a background screening done for Google Guarantee. That's if you do Google Guarantee later, right? That pay per lead service that we talked about where Google's giving them the insurance and everything. So obviously we're not doing that today, but if it's something that you are looking at advance into, I just wanted to give you that heads up. Like, if we cross that bridge later, they're going to want, information on all these guys.
Oh, my guys are going to love that.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good, too. Like, we've had business owners find out things about people that have been working that form for a while, and it's like, whoa, you know, I had my kids and my family around this guy, and I didn't even know, you know. The background screening kind of unearths things that maybe the employment screening didn't do, you know. So.
Yeah, so luckily we are from a small town. A lot of these guys are, like, I think 4 of them were in our wedding.
Okay.
So a lot of them, you know, we've
met their family at that point.
Life. There's a few that happen. I just mean they hate talking to people.
Yeah. Well, it's not that they'll necessarily be talking to anybody. It's just like they'll ask for their information though to do the background screening on them. So it's like, you know, obviously you want to disclose with them that that's happening, and then it's more so just because we're ensuring the homeowners, like, hey, if we're going to send this guy to your home, you know, we've done our research that this is safe, nothing's going to happen. And if something does happen, you know, it's traceable back to them, and it just gives that homeowner like peace of mind that, you know, you guys are out there doing good business, nothing crazy is going to happen. I can have these guys around my kids or something, you know. So, and then also
yeah.
Google's backing it for the lifetime of the job. So okay, go ahead.
Yeah. When I'm out this Google verification, just because I don't want my name on anything, like, we strictly,
yeah.
Like, Jeff is the face of the company. Am
yeah.
I filling out his, like, it says your, I would be putting his name, right?
Yeah, you could put your name on there, Julie. That's for us, and that's for the Google listing. So the only people that are going to see that is us and the reps at the Google headquarters. This isn't going to be displayed anywhere. Neither of your names will be displayed anywhere. They'll just see Garrison's.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if you took any of this information and then started using it for anything. So I just wanted, we like to keep Jeff's name as like the forefront.
No, yeah, I understand that. And I have Jeff on there too as the primary on the account. And then I have you as the co-owner on the account. So you guys both have the same access to it. Like if he called in one day, and their same ability to make changes and adjustments, but it's not going to be displayed anywhere. They're not going to actually put your guys' first name on any of it. To the general public, right? Obviously, your invoice receipts might come across as Julie Garrison, but I'm imagining you have like a business account, and it's going to also say Garrison's Tree Service on it, so you guys will still be able to write it off and everything from that perspective.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Good question, though. And then that form should be pretty easy for the most part. It tells you at the bottom, though, if you are missing anything, just submit as much as you can. And if they can't, just do the advanced verification with what you submit. We could always do that video verification, which I'm sure you probably, well, 5 years ago, but you probably are familiar with that, where they just move video call you guys face to face and we'll just verify you over the phone. They just want to make sure you are who you say you are and you're actually out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what is the time frame on the scheme? Like, do I have 2 hours to do it?
No, no. Usually it takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get this back to me. Like a lot of times they don't have like all that paperwork just right at hand, you know? So they're like, okay, I'm out in the tree right now. I'll get it done later, you know? So that's fine.
You know, I've got everything very organized.
Yeah. No, you guys look very professional. I can actually appreciate that because I run into some of these guys and it's like, you know, they're kind of suspect. They're not on top of their game. And then, you know, Google's like, they're on the qualified candidates list. And sometimes people don't get on top of their game until they get a consistent flow of clients. So you got to kind of do this to help get to that point. You guys have done a good job of building it up and making it what it is without relying solely on Google advertising. So this is just going to be like icing on the cake for you guys.
Yep.
All right.
We shall see.
Yeah, that's all because of you and him, though. I mean, you got to have good head on your shoulders and know what you're doing and what your plan of action is, and then being able to maintain kids and all those people. You know, it takes a certain type of individual to do all that. So kudos.
Yep. Luckily, he did 15 years with trees before opening his own business, and I have an accounting degree. I managed a business, so luckily
1-2 punch.
Got
some yeah, that's what you look for in a partner. You know, I did my mine. Well, I don't want to get into that, but no, you guys are a good team. All right, you guys are like a great team. So I have everything set up, that client interview notification. Looks like you got the verification form. When I process this, they're going to send you an automated outline of the agreement in black and white. So you'll have everything outlined that, you know, it's the $299 month to month, no contract. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy. It'll ask you to sign off on it. Julie, it is going to come across in your name because I'm talking to you right now. But you sign off on that with your name. It's still going to be applicable to Jeff. Okay?
Okay.
All right. How did you want to secure that first month's payment?
We are going to do our debit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, Jeff's name, or business name, or both?
Under Jeff and the...
Okay, so it's going to say Jeff and it says, or Jeff Garrison, and it says Garrison Tree Service?
Yeah.
Okay, can he still hear me?
No, he walked out of the office.
Okay, no worries. I just want to reiterate, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today, right?
I'm sorry, I think I lost you.
Oh, I was just trying to reiterate, you are authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of the business today? Okay. All right. So let me save. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that was PIN verified? The 218 Harding Highway?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Julie, I'm ready for you.
Okay. Give me one second. I'll just pull back up.
Okay.
Okay. So it is going to be 4778.
7708 7705 7705 7942 7942 8913 8913. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
07/28.
07/28, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
983.
Okay. And then before I can authorize the payment, I'm just going to walk you through a brief voice verification, and then I will send over your paperwork. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Julie. As you know, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of these calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Garrison's Tree Service, LLC.
All right. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Juliana Garrison, Office Manager.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And let the record show that I have triple verified that. And then it says here, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand if you guys are booked or you miss calls, that's totally fine. Just more so in the first couple of weeks after signing up with us, if you see calls from us, definitely jump on those or try to get back to us as soon as possible, Julie, just so we could get everything up and running.
Okay.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month, so you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 19th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum package. I've waived a lot of fees as part of a credit, and then also because you have your own website, already doing your own Facebook, so we're not touching your Facebook. You're hosting the Facebook page yourself?
No, our marketing company does it.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to make sure we had that. And then when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 19th day, but it's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. So you don't have to worry about that ever going up or changing on you. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, can you please let us know before the next billing's due so that way we could stop that billing cycle and it does not automatically charge you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That wasn't exactly how it said it, but I put the please in there. I don't like it when it charges them if they like, oh, you know, I had a family emergency, I need to do this, and then I gotta like go downstairs, reverse it, and then I gotta call the bank, let the bank know, and you know, it's a headache. All right, so let me update, save, okay, process, great. So I'm gonna process the payment. You're going to receive a confirmation with an outline of the agreement. Oh, I didn't even touch on this, but we have a CRM and app, by the way, that you're going to have full access to. The app is like a tracking system. It actually has like call recordings in there. Like you can hear yourself talk to these people. It'll basically track like everything that's coming off your Google business profile, especially if they use like the click-to-call feature. But it'll also track the other things like Safari, Apple, Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results. It's basically going to be like a hub where you can keep track of all the leads from all the platforms that we've submit you to. And then also you can request Google reviews through there. You can start sending off those little text messages at the end of the job if you haven't been doing those already. Is that how you guys have been getting all your leads built up so far? You sent them that text to the Google business profile at the end of jobs?
So we use a platform called Jobber. All-in-one thing. It manages our calendars. You can put photos on it of the jobs, so everything's like very exact.
GetJobber.com?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I absolutely love it. I think it's the best money ever spent. It's awesome.
That's basically what the tracking system is. Like, it's almost the exact same, like, platform, except for it's ours. Like, we built it. But it's almost the exact same thing. That's like an added part of the service we give all of our clients for free. But
yeah, I absolutely love it. And it does an automatic job follow-up. As long as they have a phone that can receive text messages, and it tells them right how to get to us on Google and things like that, and to leave it on Google or Facebook or both.
Man, you guys are
so
on the ball.
You guys
are awesome. Yeah, no, you're awesome, honestly. Like, I talk to business owners every day, and they're not all there like this. So that's beautiful. I feel like this is going to work out and turn into a long-term relationship for us. Okay.
I hope so. And it took us a lot of years to get here, to be organized like this, but we got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy. I try to explain that to newer businesses all the time. I'm like, you know, there's going to be a lot of bumps on the head, but once you get the hang of it and, you know, after like the first year or two, then things will start trickling through. You can finally like take a vacation with the family or something. Okay, so I'm getting a notification back. For some reason, this is saying expired card. When I go back into the merchant processing, it just tells me it's a visa ending in 8913, and it says July of 2029. So I don't know how that would be expired. It's almost like you have a full 5 years. You said it was 07-29?
28 is the expiration.
Ah, that's the problem. Okay. And then can you repeat the three-digit code? I just want to put it in just to double verify. It codes it out so I can't see it.
983.
Okay. Maybe that was my fault then. All right. I don't know why it would say expired for that, though. I mean, wouldn't it just say wrong CVV error code? It's very odd. Okay. Okay, it looks like it's processing now, Julie. All right, and I'm just looking for a couple of text messages that's going to come through, mainly the subscription terms. You already have the verification form, and so I'm looking for the outline of the agreement in writing to come through, and then they'll send you a username and password for that tracking system. So you'll still get full access to this tracking system, even though you have Jobber. You can use it for the other features outside of just the client follow-up. Sounds to me like they've been doing pretty good with that client follow-up while your guys' reviews are really good.
Okay.
It's so odd when I run into businesses like this, and then the only thing that's holding them back from getting on the first page is just not having that Google Places placement. It's weird, because I'll see guys that have gotten Google Places placement, because the calls are kind of at random. You know, they just create a list of you guys, but there's companies that get it, and then they have, like, 2-star, and then you'll scroll down the list, and you'll see, find a company like yours that's, like, 5-star with a bunch of reviews, and they're just buried down there just because they don't have this placement. So it's just weird. I kind of like the old-school method where Google was, like, would do it by merit, where it was like, okay, if you get a certain amount of reviews built up, but and then you just get the top spots. But they stopped doing that back in, like, 2012. And so it's just kind of, but I understand why Google did it too, though, because there was people like putting fake reviews up there and then getting to the top, and then they were profiting off of being up there. Google wasn't getting any of the pie from it either, so they had to like start monetizing the system.
Yeah, I understand that too.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, it's our product, and these people are out here getting rich, and we're not getting anything. Let's change it up. So that's kind of what they did, started running all these ads and everything back then. All right, so it looks like the payment cleared, though. Did you get that text message?
Yes, I did.
All right, perfect, Julie. So you are good to go until Tuesday. Our number is attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. So if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. I'll let you guys get back to the rest of your day and enjoy your weekend, and then I'll talk to you on Tuesday morning and get things rolling.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you Tuesday. All right.
You too. Tell Jeff I said hi. Send him the contact information as well, so that way if he's having any issues, maybe out in the field or something happens, he could call in and we could help.
Okay, sounds good. I will put it on his notes.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.